Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michelle Ramette, the president and CEO of Armstrong Flooring. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you for having me.
I've been traveling. I've been wanting to get you on the line here, talk to our audience, and welcome you to this new role. Congratulations on you taking the lead position with Armstrong Flooring. I know a lot of people are excited about that. Let's start with your resume. I think most people know you've been in the business for a long time. You spent 24 years at Mohawk. You came up through the accounting side with Dale Tile. You ran the Mohawk Group, the commercial side of the business, as well as the international side of the business for a long time. And now you take this role. And it's important also to point out that you're originally a Canadian. So I guess that means you know how to skate to where the puck's going to be, right?
That definitely helped, and it's been a great run so far, and I'm looking forward to this challenge.
Yeah, well, one of the things I'd like to point out before we get into these questions I've got is you're an insider. You're a flooring industry person most of your career, and while Don Meyer's a fantastic guy, great guy, very smart guy, he came in on the private equity side and wasn't a flooring guy. So I guess the first question I want to ask you, Michelle, is what attracted you to this role at Armstrong?
As everybody knows, the brand is an iconic brand in the industry. It was that definitely when I started, and it still is now. There's tremendous potential to do more with the brand, which is very exciting to me. Armstrong Flooring is known for innovation, and I know that there's many things that the team is working on to improve and to make great product for our customers. So that was definitely another aspect that was appealing to me, and also the support from the customers. I think the marketplace wants Armstrong to do well. Many people came through the Armstrong ranks through the years, and it has a highly motivated team. So a lot of things are in process to improve the company and create some opportunities with our customers. And so I'm very excited to be part of it and contribute what I can to help Armstrong get to the next level and create this next chapter of Armstrong Flooring.
Yeah, you know, those people that have been in the flooring business for a long time recognize the heritage of what you're talking about. Armstrong was one of those companies that trained people to sell, to train people how to talk about products. They focused on innovation. So another question is that, you know, with the sale of the wood business, and you start thinking about Armstrong's focus now being purely resilient, it also shifts your customer focus because it makes you somewhat of a, I guess, 60% commercial and 40% residential, right?
It does, and I think it makes also our focus more specific to each segment. As you know, I spent a significant amount of time in commercial, and as you know, there's different needs in education. There is in retail or hospitality or healthcare. And I think our team being focused exclusively on the category will create solutions that are relevant both to each commercial segment and residential channel and opportunities. So we'll look at those and make sure that we have the best solutions possible for each one of those opportunities. We have a team of researchers and technical advisors that could really help deliver a great product and a great project overall.
All right, so while I pointed out that it's 60-40, I think you're still going to continue to grow Armstrong in both sectors, right?
For sure. There's opportunities in both. The company's established well in both, but there's more that can be done in both. So we're actually reviewing that with the team and assessing that, and you'll see us retool ourselves accordingly to focus on each of the segments accordingly and make sure we're well represented in each.
So I guess the thing that most people have been interested in as we've watched this transition from Don to you is this Armstrong brand and whether you're going to continue to have a huge focus on building that brand and making it mean something to the marketplace.
Well, I think that's one of the key attractions for me, Kemp. You'll see us invest in the brand. I think there's opportunities in recent years where we could have done more here, and so we're looking at that and what should that look like. As we talked about, we need something a little different in each channel, and so it's got to make sure it's tailored to that market need. You'll see us going through what we're doing, and there's definitely a need for us to put some resources in this area and support it, and, you know, from merchandising to communication to digital, you name it, we will look at every aspect and make sure that we make it relevant and put the energy behind it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle, everybody's been tracking these tariffs and what that means, actually putting taxes, I guess, on imported products that are coming from Asia. You're actually pretty well positioned and kind of serves into Armstrong Strength, since you have a lot of U.S. manufacturing?
We do, and I think there's more that we can do. We're actually investing some innovation in some of our plans that we'll be able to share at the right time. So we have more that can be done there, and to your point, a strong U.S. manufacturing base will be key. And now we have a global manufacturing base. We also produce in Asia and Australia. We're a global manufacturer, and we produce for each market accordingly, but definitely being a manufacturer is core to the strategy.
So as you step in this role and you have all these audiences you have to impact, how do you prioritize, and who are you going to start focusing on first?
Well, I think first and foremost, you start by listening when you get in this role. I think that's the first thing before you start impacting. My grandmother always told me you got 2 ears and 1 mouth, so I'm doing a lot of listening, both the team internally, the customers, and reaching out. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I think, to your point, based on the needs and the feedback we get, we'll see what we're doing well, what we can do better, probably some things we need to stop doing. And we'll communicate with each one. I'm saying the early stages of that process, and you'll see us communicate the plan early next year. We'll share the appropriate plan. But right now, it's a lot of listening, getting input, and people have been great. They've been reaching out and sharing their thoughts. That will help us only get better. I appreciate everybody's input.
All right, Michelle, it's great to catch up with you, and wish you the best of luck in steering this traditional brand. Again, been talking to Michelle Vermette, the new president and CEO of Armstrong Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.